Hit the fucking music, Jay!
Hold me closer, time to dance.
Try again.
Listen to the pod.
Okay.
We got Tony. Yeah,
what a rip, Tony.
Connor, Jimmy Z, Big Motor, Jay, and Evan. Hang up. Yeah. So when you're near to hear, you got nothing to lose. Yeah. If you don't, then you're a sellout. Yeah. Buddy, you're snooze. Round of applause. Yeah. Here come the boys. Oh,
oh. Welcome to the pod.
Alright.
You good?
Fucking hey, you okay?
Frog in my throat. I'm Tony Diggs.
Host.
Shut your fucking mouth. Cloud. I'm Tony Diggs. This is the pod.
Woo!
Yeah.
I forget how to do this.
Come on!
Woo!
Yeah!
This is a... This is a show where we talk into microphones about nothing. Oh, shit.
So many dogs are barking right now.
The bulls are having
it. Hey, happy fucking... I'm joined by Connor Campbell, Ty Schmidt, Nick Morato.
Hey.
Gump Cathcart.
What's up, Tony?
Kyle.
Big night.
It's weird your name's fucking Kyle, dude.
Yeah, we'll stick with Gump, huh?
Fucking put you in your place.
But I do.
Emmett McMahon.
Hey, what's up, Tony?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, buddy.
And Z.
Nice. Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, not bad.
Is Bill back there doing weird stuff?
Yeah, he's doing weird stuff.
What's up, Tom?
How you doing, Bill?
What's up, Tom?
He said, thanks for leaving my flight information in last week. So someone canceled my flight.
Anytime, Tom.
That was awesome.
He got you good, fucker.
Turns out they did you a favor.
Turns out we didn't go to Florida, so
they were
jokes
just trying,
on you, motherfucker.
They were just trying to help.
Joke's on you.
That's a good point.
Joke's on you. Thanks for helping out, fucking piece of shit.
I do have a reward to find out who it is.
Scumbag.
It is somebody from... somewhere. Bill has some information.
Oh, really?
The fuck does that mean?
Oh,
good tease.
For a second, I thought you were going to say one of you fucking assholes did it.
Well, look at the grin on this slimy bastard's face. I mean, he knows something.
Bill told me about it.
I have a sneaking suspicion. There was someone in my my Twitch stream that kept asking about it about every 5 minutes. Oh, how's Tony's trip to Florida? Tony, get down to Florida, okay? How's the plane trip down to Florida for Tony? So...
What was his name?
Got some people fucking doing a little bit of investigation.
When were they saying that?
That was approximately 8 hours after I doxed all of Tony's information. So.
Oh. The plot thickens.
Eight exact hours?
Just about, yeah.
It's all right. I'm assuming I already have him muted on everything anyway, so doesn't fucking matter. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Did everyone have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right,
great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Deep fried a turkey, didn't burn the house down.
Nice, dude. It's good.
There was a time that I thought the whole house was going to burn down.
It did slip off the hook.
It did.
But, you know, a big brain I have, I turned the flame off beforehand so it wouldn't catch fire.
Nice. Smart.
Very smart.
We recovered. Nice. Picked it up.
Did you and Zito cook a turkey together?
Zito helped that.
I stopped by. Neighbors eat.
Baby
yeah, we're neighbors. This is what neighbors do. I also barred his ladder the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did see that you have a piece of shit ladder.
Well, the ladder was a gift from my father.
Yeah.
Okay. That he was not using anymore because it is a piece of shit.
Workman's ladder.
I mean, you need to get yourself a ladder,
gave it
my
to me.
Friend.
Well, no, I don't because I have a neighbor who has a nice brand new ladder.
But you don't want to talk to Zed every time you need a ladder.
We're neighbors, dude. Just because you don't live in the neighborhood with us, you're all jealous and mad. Don't worry about what we're up to.
That new ladder weighs 200 pounds.
But it is nice.
It is nice. It goes up to 45 feet.
It is not light, but you can get up there.
45 feet. That's no joke.
No, it's not. It's not a joke.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, I know.
You plan on fucking testing that out, Z? 45 feet?
Yeah. I got to change my light bulbs in my new fucking living room.
What's the limit on that thing?
Get a fucking crash pad beneath it.
Be careful.
Is that why
dude?
You need to get a
It does seem like it's a little extra reinforced. It's pretty sturdy, I'm not going to lie.
It is reinforced.
Zito's the king of ladders.
Did you hang lights up, Zito? I know Nick did.
No, I'm not really living in this house yet, so I just didn't want my neighbors. We just put a couple things outside to show that we believe in Christmas.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a real eyesore in the neighborhood because everyone else has
Zito's house is.
Yeah, because I'm not really moving in for like a month and a half, so I was like, I just put like a nice little reef out.
Nice.
Inside looks good though. Zito did some good painting this weekend.
Here we go. Yeah, Gumpy, don't sell yourself short. Oh, I tell you, Gumpy is a master with that paintbrush.
Master painter.
Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah. the guy was Picasso. Fucking Michelangelo of ships.
Yeah,
he was. Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Did you used to sign the ships you'd paint?
I was going to say, yeah. Did you draw like a cool fucking picture and then just paint
the little
over
thing
it
on the bottom?
Gump was here.
We used to always have to do the draft mark so the divers could read it. They were actually really hard to get right.
How many leagues deep are we, Paul?
Oh, buddy. Under the sea, my friend.
Wait, you got to go underwater and paint?
Under the sea! Under the sea!
No, they got a dry dock.
Yeah, it's a dry dock, so there's water when it comes in and then they drain the water.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Suck it all out.
It is pretty cool.
I love a good suck out.
I mean, Zito, today's December 1st.
Yes, sir.
Whoa!
How many days of Christmas are there?
Fucking, I'm so mad about this. I don't want to talk about it.
Go ahead.
What do you mean you don't want to talk about
it? Come on, there's 12 days of fucking Christmas.
Who's mad during the fucking
No, I thought it was talking fucking right now.
We were preparing the show today. And
I want to fucking put a partridge in a fucking pear tree. That fucking bitch ass bird, dude.
He wanted
I can't even put it in there.
Partridge in a pear tree.
He wanted to put a partridge. Fucking Partridge Farm cookie.
Pepperidge Farm.
They should rebrand and put a fucking cookie on there. He wanted that bitch ass bird.
He wanted to put a partridge in the corner of the screen for the show today. And I was like, why are you doing that? He goes, partridge? Partridge is a pear tree. It's the first day of Christmas. I said, you realize it's not 25 days of Christmas, right? He's like, what do you mean? I said, well, there's 12.
Why wouldn't they do that?
I don't know. It's just how it works.
They do it for Halloween, though, right?
I told you, dude. ABC Family has that fucking market corner, the 25 days of Christmas.
I was
going to
say,
that's
yeah,
what you're
there's
thinking
something,
well,
you one can get, of the Hallmark or something.
You can get a
there
fucking Navient Christmas calendar.
No, that an does Advent, have the Navient Christmas calendar.
Shout out me the paying Navient's off all version my student loans.
Yeah. 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 There you go.
And then everyone's going to get them fucking credited. God damn it!
Yeah. And apparently the bill they're trying to push for like $20,000 off of the government.
Story of my life. Story of my goddamn life. States. What were we talking about? Z's Navient calendar.
Yeah, Partridge
there
trees.
I'm sure you grew up with an advent calendar where you just waddle up to it every single day.
I will tell you, God. I wasn't allowed to have those, Tony.
There'd be a Hershey's Kiss sitting in there?
I wasn't allowed to have those.
No? Why not?
Because I fucking open all the doors and eat them all.
What was behind door number 10?
I know one's chocolate, but what's two?
Oh, never let me down.
Chocolate again. What's three?
I love you, Z.
But no, yeah, the fucking pear bird is a fucking.
That pear bird is. What do you like better? You like a turtle dove?
I haven't. Yeah, I do. It's like Home Alone. Home Alone had a cool turtle dove. Yes.
Duncan's toy cat. Two turtle doves.
What's your problem with the partridge, dude?
Dude, look it up. It is a bitch ass pigeon.
I mean, it is a fat bird.
Do you supposed to eat those? Is that why they
kinda
did
looks
it at
like
Christmas?
A ruffled growl.
Ooh. And a partridge in a bag.
I can't tell if partridge is like a. Is that a waterfowl?
I don't know, man. When I was looking up all the PNGs to put on the top left of the screen, they just all look like a bitch ass bird.
Dude, this bird looks sick.
Even I don't think anyone's confusing a partridge with a menacing predator. So I don't know where you got the thought that it was going to be like some cool ass bird.
Because look, Christmas like Charizard.
Yeah,
this bird is awesome, dude. What do you mean?
Oh, dude, that's a fat ass bird.
Yeah, it's. That doesn't mean it stinks just because it's a fat ass bird,
dude.
It looks cool.
Does that tell you that's Christmas?
It definitely cannot fly.
Yeah, dude, Santa is a big ass
hey,
dude.
If you put like, a beard on
birds
that,
are big dude.
If you put a Santa beard on that bird, I love that bird.
I did see this tweet today or this weekend too. About how fucking in the movies, every single movie, Santa leaves the house and he just fucks off 20 miles east to the next house. Has there ever been an accurate depiction of Santa just going from house to house?
Yes. Have you seen the one with just came out? The second one just came out. It's like, I'm going to fucking put The Christmas Chronicles, maybe?
Oh.
And it's with Kurt Russell. With Kurt Russell.
Yeah, no, I missed that one.
So he has this hat.
Chronicles of Claus with Vin Diesel?
I wish. He has this hat that lets him go like...
I see in the dark.
It makes sense. And also... And also, in his...
Has he seen it?
The other depiction is great, too, because they put... he has his Santa bag, but Fuck! I can't get this out right now! I knew I was going to have a problem! And...
what is wrong with you?
The bag itself...
all fucking days.
Santa Claus bag itself helped him because it had some sort of magic on it where it was fucking massive, like a big-ass factory.
Yeah, Santa's sack, dude.
Yeah, Santa's sack. And the elves are in there, and it helps depict how Santa's down on the houses going. He uses
just talk. What are you doing?
He uses his hat. His hat's where his magic is. And
did you only look at the front cover?
And it allows him to go in and out of the chimneys, and the elves are just throwing presents down to him. It's actually very cool. You should pull
it. I might have to skip that.
It is an accurate depiction, though, of how Santa goes from house to house. Every guy wants to last longer in bed, but counting backwards from 100 or singing Mary Had a Little Lamb doesn't always work. The folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes. The secret to longer, better...
Sex.
Hell yeah. There it is. That's what sex sounds like. Roman Swipes are convenient over-the-counter wipes, clinically proven to help you last longer, and the packaging is small enough to fit in your back pocket. They're effective, doctor-approved, easy to use, and fast-acting.
Sweet.
Sounds too good to be true. Well, swipes are the real deal. Studies have shown up to a 340% increase in stamina after 3 months of regular use. Roman Swipes will ship to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each Swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet. Mm-hmm. What makes Swipes better than all those creams and foams out there is the desensitizing effect will not transfer to your partner or numb you.
Desensitize me.
And they're super easy to use. Just take the Swipes out of the packet, wipe it on your most sensitive areas, and wait a few minutes.
Oh, pull it out. Swipe it on.
It's the most sensitive area.
Swipe it on.
And wait a few minutes. That's it. It's the quick way to take your time. Keep Roman Swipes in your back pocket for longer, better sex, and get yours fast with free 2-day shipping by visiting GetRoman.com/USA. That is GetRoman.com/USA.
All right, something we do on the pod every single episode. We have this thing called the Pod Fud. It's a folder that we grab things from the internet that we've seen and also you sent to us, and we talk about them. You can watch us on YouTube if you subscribe and then join the McAfee Mafia. $1.99.
Yeah.
Right, Bill?
He said, yep.
He said that?
Yep.
What, dude? How many fucking cups of coffee you had today?
Hey, great stretcher, too. Yeah. Hammer down, merch.
Oh, is the big sale Friday sale Cyber Monday into
I'm not sure.
Wednesday still going on?
Don't know if it's into Wednesday.
Well, if it is, go check it out.
Check it out.
PackMeShow.com. Zito, skip this first one. It stinks. I don't know why I put it in there.
It's still going right now.
Oh, this a little peek behind.
So on
Tuesday night.
It's still on there still now, going. On the website now.
A little peek behind the curtain on this question. Question for Pod. How much content gets left on the cutting room floor each episode? You guys are so good at riffing that I'm under the impression that's all in one take, but just curious if that's correct or not.
Not enough left on the floor, am I right?
Ow!
I would say that 8 out of 10 episodes probably. 4 out of 5 episodes. I don't want to reduce the fraction there. I'm not going to leave that.
Nice.
is probably zero edits. Every once in a while, someone will get a little wild.
Yeah, someone will get a little hairy. You get six shooter at.
You're giving yourself a lot of credit. I thought it was more than that.
More than?
I'd say at least once an episode, something disparaging is said by somebody in here that needs to be pulled out.
Whoa.
But it's never like, oh, that wasn't funny. Take it out.
No. It's not like that. It's just like you Connor, reflect a little bit afterwards.
Connor says something fucking that you know, just can't let out.
Oh, me? No. Fucking Ty is the one that you got. Whoa, Ty, hey.
And you guys
slow
are thinking,
down. We can't be saying
you guys,
that.
You guys are thinking,
that's not true.
You guys are thinking,
I'm editing the damn thing.
Yeah.
And you guys are thinking that it's like a bad person thing. It's not a bad person thing. It's we'll just say something about someone who we can't. That can't get out.
Yeah.
Well, you like to push the boundaries a little bit, you know? One person will take it here, and then the next person's going to take it here, and the next person's got to go here with it, and then every once in a while.
We don't want to fucking...
You're out of bounds.
And we don't want a porridge podcast.
Typically, that person is Bill. He'll come Bill in, will say come something, in. And we'll have to cut it. Yeah.
Piece of shit.
And he'll remember to edit it out, the video portion. Of
yeah, he will. He does edit his stuff out. Oh, he's got to...
There was actually that one time, Tony, where you edit out you were the host.
Next.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
That
was fucked up.
Wiz Khalifa
shack.
Performed at what halftime of the fucking Nate Robinson and
after the fucking
Nate Robinson debacle, and he was wearing a Shock Gang shirt.
Big get.
Yeah, huge get.
Wiz is a huge get.
It is good to have Wiz. I'm surprised you put this in here. I thought you would have turned on the Shock Gang by now.
I love Shock Gang.
Well,
you love to say you love Shock Gang.
Yeah well, I'm Shock Gang's biggest supporter.
If I remember correctly, you fucking swam with the Shocks for about 20 minutes and then never did it again. You just didn't want to.
I did swim with the Shocks.
But, you know, we're happy to have Wiz on board. You know, we respect Taylor Gang as well. Yep. The mutual respect between the Shocks and the Taylors.
TGOD.
It was nice of him to wear our shirt. Maybe one day we'll wear one of his.
Yeah.
Collab. That was collab. Yeah.
TGOD.
TGOD.
Shout out.
First class.
Next.
I will say that Wiz was not the best performance of the night.
Who was?
Snoop Dogg, hands down.
Yeah.
Still got it, by the way. Of course. I thought maybe, you know, he's everywhere all the time. He's kind of older now.
He does do everything.
Yeah, well, when it's time to perform, he can still go.
Did he sing or just do the commentary?
Oh, no. He did like four or five songs. Greatest all hits. Bangers.
Really?
It's amazing, too, when those are unedited like that, like because you never see that on TV ever. I mean, he does still have it. He definitely still has the fastball.
Because YG was on there, and it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
St. John was not good. Wiz was all right, and then Snoop was
Yo Gotti wasn't
top
good?
Notch. Yo Gotti would have been incredible if Yo Gotti was on there.
Yeah.
Please have some respect for the King of Memphis.
Well, I didn't know if you were fucking shortening Yo Gotti for some guy named YG.
YG 400?
Dude. Come on, dude.
Tony.
Have some respect.
I don't know what you kids are listening to these days. I just don't. What songs he sing?
Fucking.
That's what I thought.
I don't even want to start. Let's just go.
Gumpy's a big YG guy. He's got to have one off the top of his head.
I mean, I don't want to say the name of it. It's my blank.
Yeah, a lot of them are tough, too.
What's the blank?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I'm not allowed. I cannot say
smart.
That word.
Hey, smart. Oh, he's got Turn My Swag On. I like that song.
Nah, it's a Soulja Boy.
Yeah, what? What?
I'm down to bed. Turn my swag on. Take a look in the mirror and say, what's up? Yeah. Get money. Duke. Get money, Duke.
Yeah.
Get money, Duke. Next. The Rock shared photos of the actors on set for his upcoming series, Young Rock.
I can't wait to see his documentary.
Is that fucking April Big Cannons from Eastbound?
Eastbound and Down?
It looks like it, actually.
Will you pull it up on the big
zoom in?
Where?
No, it's not. It was a quick glimpse. I didn't know.
Looks like it.
She's
all his uncles and family members are ripped. I mean,
that does look like
real.
His mom, though. For real, that's good casting.
His mom looks like April Big Cannons.
Is this Paulie Walnut's brother?
What?
Who is that?
Polynesian Paulie Walnut? Yeah.
That's The Rock's dad, dude. Soul Man Rock Johnson.
No, he's talking about the dude in the back, dude.
Yeah, I know who he's talking about.
He has that same face.
The that's man lifting him up, High Chief Peter Maivia, his grandpa, and in the back, that's Soul Man,
you
Rocky
know
Johnson.
A lot about fucking yeah, Rocky.
I read the biography when I was like 14.
Oh, nice. I can't wait to see this.
That's all. You're gonna watch Young Rock then, huh?
I will watch Young Rock after we tore the pieces earlier, just to see maybe one episode, two episodes, no, see just, how it goes.
It's gonna be real good, dude. I don't know why you're fucking knocking.
Well, you sold it like it was a Last Dance style documentary about his life, and it's basically Young Sheldon.
He went out of his way to find people look just like his family.
NBC.
NBC Family.
Peacock.
This is on Peacock.
Oh, so NBC Peacock Family.
NBC yeah. Peacock Family.
Peacock.
Peacock does have soccer games for free, though.
Shout out Peacock.
And they got Yellowstone.
Yes, they do.
And they will have The Office come 2020.
I think I'm going to become this kind of hack guy.
You should, dude.
Yeah, oh, dude. Yeah.
I think this is me. This is me without God and Jack.
Yeah, you bet. You meet most of the requirements. You're already weird. You're already bald.
Oh my God.
And then you just got to serve kids margaritas.
The only thing if you do that, Zeke,
then you're there.
The only thing if you do that, Zeke, you automatically become Fluffy.
What do you mean? I'm going to be yoked.
No. Fluffy, the person Fluffy is the what comedian. Tony's saying.
Yeah, I know.
Gabriel Iglesias?
Yeah.
No, I'll be yoked, dude. I told you.
What do you mean you're going to be yoked?
I'm going to get yoked.
You should grow that mustache. Yeah, you that
yeah. Because you're getting a Peloton in your garage?
See, the only time you're yoked is when you've had like 25 sausage egg McMuffins on a Saturday morning.
And I fucking look yoked. Yeah, I think I could do it.
I think
oh, I get it. It was an egg joke.
Yeah. Next.
Huge fanboys need an argument settled here between Leo, Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks. You had to choose one actor whose movies you could never see again.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, so one person's out and two people are in?
Yeah.
See you, Tom.
Yeah, get
although
out.
Toy Story would be nah. devastating to lose. Yeah.
Tom can go.
Get rid of Brad Pitt for me.
What?
Really?
He doesn't do it for me.
This might be the unanswerable mind. Impossible question.
Nah. It's easy, my friend.
Well, what? No Castaway ever again? No Forrest Gump?
I'm
that's it. You're just Brad out. Ryan. You're named that for the goddamn movie.
That
you're out
the
on
one.
It.
Leo and Brad Pitt?
Yeah, they just have more.
You know Big?
You can't lose Leo and Brad.
I mean, I love Leo and Brad, but
yeah, I'm out.
I love
Brad.
Tom too.
I can't. So do I.
Inglourious Bastards. Yeah, yeah Fight Club. Can't be out. Troy.
I mean, it's Tom for me too, but it's not like I'm not talking shit on him like you are.
I wasn't talking. I said Toy Story would be Tom.
There was a tone.
I just said it's an easy decision. I didn't talk shit on Tom.
There was a tone in your voice much indicated.
Maybe you don't know much about Tom.
I don't know.
The only tone I had was that I just knew that Leo and Brad, I need them more than I need Tom.
For some reason, this movie is not on his IMDb, but have you guys seen the trailer for his new movie, Tom's?
Mr. Hanks?
Yeah, Mr. Hanks.
The fucking HBO thing that came out?
Oh, is that what it is? It's not a movie?
It was
the one in the submarine?
Nah, no.
Greyhound?
Nah, not submarine.
Not that great.
He's like, it's like an old, it's like a Western, yeah, and he's like exactly. Got a girl with him, and they're trying to kidnap her.
Oh, my God. That's dangerous.
That sounds awesome.
It's Tom doing it.
It looks awesome. Let me see if I can find it. Revenant. Tom Hanks, Western.
What movies do I lose with Brad Pitt?
You lose News, Inglourious
it's called,
Bastards.
It's called News of the Troy.
You lose Moneyball.
It's called
you lose
news,
Troy.
News of the World.
News of the World.
You lose Deadpool 2.
You lose Deadpool 2. You lose Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
He was invincible.
Can't lose Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Can't lose Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
You lose Fight Club. You lose all the Ocean's movies.
Yeah, that's a backbreaker.
That one hurts.
I'm sure you said Troy in your rant.
Mm-hmm. Legends
of the Fall.
You lose Legends of the Fall.
Seven.
Seven. What's in the box? What's in the fucking box?
Did we say Snatch? Did we say Snatch?
Did not say Snatch.
Did you say you can't say that?
Allied.
That's fucking actually, Ad Astra. You love that movie.
Actually, yeah.
Dude.
Let's get rid of Brad Pitt.
Strictly so that movie. War of the Worlds. No, not War of the Worlds. Zombie. World War Z.
World War Z.
I guess the way to answer this is who had more misses in movies?
Thanks.
I think Tom
and Leo
there.
Are very selective. I'm sure Brad has more misses, but
he's also Pitt definitely has more misses. But he was also like the biggest. You know, well, I guess so was Tom Hanks. Because
Leo's always with Scorsese.
No matter what, we're keeping like Leo for everybody is a lock. It's just Brad and Tom, really.
Yeah, Leo's a
no. For me, it was Brad's the lock, and the other two.
You're kicking Leo out?
No, no, no. I already said Tom, but I'm saying. Leo's catalog isn't as deep.
Leo's?
He makes all great movies, but he just doesn't have as many.
That's what I'm saying. He has no misses, though.
What's Eating
Blood
Gilbert?
Blood Diamond.
Can't lose Fuck that. Blood
so good.
Interstellar. Oh. And when I say Interstellar, I meant Inception.
Is Leo Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, jeez. Shut Christ, up, Mike. Dude.
Who did you think it was?
I mean,
Da Vinci?
I just didn't know. I don't know.
The Grinchy?
Who could have? No, seriously. Like, who in your head, you're like, well, it might not be Leonardo DiCaprio. It might be.
You know, I actually had no clue who it was because I just don't really know actors. So.
I just don't understand.
I blew it. I don't know.
Here's something. Sorry, Tom man. Hanks has 94 acting credits. Brad Pitt has 81. And Leo has 58. Like what? I said, he's a little more selective.
Acting credits.
Also younger.
Movies.
True. True. But. But he started younger.
Yeah.
Also true.
Oh, Basketball Diaries.
Next.
Ooh.
That's a fucking banger.
Deep cut.
Oh, shit.
Didn't they already put this to rest?
What do you mean?
The monolith?
No, I mean, this came out today.
Yeah, I know, but didn't the guy find the one in Utah was like an art exhibit? Like some guy. Well,
what
came
about
in
the
and,
one in Romania?
They suspect. Nothing has been confirmed.
I thought it vanished.
So the monolith
I'll tell you what,
that
if
was
aliens
in Utah.
Touch down, they're not putting a fucking little, you know, metal rectangle down. They're doing something else.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, that's
well, no,
the
these
fear,
rectangles
dude.
Are
might be weapons that connect with each
other. It's not alien weapons.
You don't know that. No. They might connect through the Earth's core to split the planet in half.
If we all not know one chance. Thing about alien weapons, you need three triangulation points for their weapons to meet.
Exactly.
So fucking Lithuania, Romania, and Utah.
They got three
they
of
got
them.
They got Lithuania
down.
Too?
No, I accidentally said Lithuania first before I looked up and saw okay. Romania.
But people are saying that Lithuania
I would
might
expect,
be the third
I would expect
point.
The third one to be somewhere in South America or Africa.
Yeah.
Have we charted latitude, longitude between Romania and where the other one was located
got to
in Utah?
It yet.
Right now. That's a good point.
Like the travel distance?
Well, just any. Let's look for any type of similarities, yeah. patterns,
exactly.
things like that.
Definitely look for one of these in Southeast Asia.
It is a.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
maybe Antarctica.
It's a 15-hour flight.
Wait, but it said it's spotted up there, and then on the bottom it says now vanishes.
Yeah, Romania. The one in Romania is now gone as well.
So they both disappeared.
Yeah.
So well, yeah, I mean, up. It disappeared because the goddamn Romanian government wanted to check out. To see if we have alien weaponry here, and they're gonna find. Oh wait, this thing's just some fucking big triangle.
If anything,
Romanian jackass,
goddamn mirror with scratches on it.
If the Romanian government's involved, they melted that shit down and used it to True. Buy like two bowls of soup. Right? They're fucking, they're not well off.
That is not gonna sit well with our Romanian viewers.
Oh yeah, we just lost a lot of viewers there.
Cut that out. Next. I know you guys are big-time dog lovers. I take my dog on a walk every morning. Good for you. It was a trash day, and everyone's cans are out on the curb. My dog did her business, and I picked it up in a bag. Is it proper etiquette to put it in a trash can that you come up to, or do you just hold it in the bag until you get your own?
This is a tough subject for me.
This is an easy subject.
Well,
I'm fucking dumping it anywhere.
Correct. I mean, if it's a garbage can, it's out
it's
on the curb.
I got yelled at, though.
But did you really?
Why?
Yeah, they put a sticker on it the day after.
Hey, take your dog shit somewhere else!
it's frowned upon.
From the back window.
Tony, it is frowned upon.
Oh, here comes that kid.
Oh, dude, I use other people's
shit?
Garbage cans every single time. It doesn't even matter if it's out on the curb, too. I'll go on the side of their house and fucking. I ain't carrying around
for it.
I ain't carrying around swing it. Shit for another 20 minutes.
Go in their garage.
Barely miss.
Yeah, they'll pick it up. It on the front window.
20 points if you get it down their chin.
Yeah, just fucking. Boom!
But no, I mean, I always put it in poop. Other people's garbage cans. They're garbage cans. They're outdoor garbage cans. It's not like they're kitchen garbage cans.
Yeah, I mean, garbage is garbage. It's getting taken away. Yeah. It gives a shit.
Well said, Gump. Succinct. Throw it down a storm drain if you have to.
No, don't do that. Yeah.
Or just fucking sling it into someone's backyard.
See ya! Boom!
You didn't want it in your garbage can? How about at your fucking house?
Oh.
Get him.
The doorstep?
Call it the shit poop.
On fire?
I mean,
call the fire department. This one's all excited.
I ain't gonna be mad if you put it in my garbage can. Let's put it that way.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, you never put yours in another person's garbage can?
I don't fucking. I mean, my dog's shitting in my backyard, you know? And I, or at daycare.
Dude, when
I'm not taking Murph for many walks. He's terrible on a leash, so I just fuck it.
When mine goes for walks, it takes them about 3 minutes to shit into that walk.
Really?
Yeah, it's like drinking coffee.
For I always just let him shit in the yard and then take him for the walk.
That does. It's like clockwork. I'll let him shit in the yard, then go on the walk. Within 30 seconds, he's dumping on the side of the
yeah,
road.
Yeah, they love dumping really? In other places, oh, yeah. Dude.
That's Walt's a pisser. He won't like. He likes to piss and mark territory. He won't shit, but.
Yeah, Bubs is the same. He'll just piddle everywhere.
Everybody's mailbox on my block, though, has been pissed on in Zeke's yard. Yeah. Zeke's yard gets pissed in a lot.
Good. Oh.
Hell yeah.
Good, because... Nope.
What?
What are you say?
Nothing, man.
No,
go ahead.
I'm just saying, if there was a dog war, you don't want to mess with Big Walt in between those two houses.
What do you mean? I will tell you this, Tony. We were, I think it was me and Gump in a car, and this lady was walking her dog. This dog shit in the middle of the road while she was like on the crosswalk and the light was about to turn green. And she went down there, picked that fucking poop, about to get hit by a car. And I lowered my window and said, good pickup.
Cito gave her a fucking round of applause.
Was it a bare hand pickup? Or?
Yeah, dude.
No.
No, shit, a bare hand,
dude. She couldn't get the bag out of time.
When she was walking away.
With the spoon.
I mean, I don't know what kind of dog's just shitting on the concrete, too.
Dude, it was insane.
That's what I said. I went to fucking Lowe's this weekend, and apparently, like, there are certain days where they just let dogs fucking walk around in there, which is pretty cool. Is it every day?
Any type of hardware store, it's fair game for dogs.
This is the first time I've been in there, and there were literally like 400 dogs in there. There were so many.
Well, it's cold out, so I'm gonna take your dog somewhere.
Immediately as I walked in, I took a left, and there's this little dog just fucking taking a shit on the floor and low.
Don't look at me!
These pit bulls are fucking barking at each other.
Fighting.
It was unbelievable. I felt like I was in the goddamn Twilight Zone.
Well, what'd I tell you? That's why you go to Menards.
Yep.
Hey, believe me, I know. If I had a Menards closer, it's no fucking
You gotta drive the extra couple miles.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Start doing it.
I'm pretty pissed off I didn't get that massage chair.
Trust me, Gumpy.
You're lost, my friend.
Tony had a massage chair. Used it two times.
Well, let's be honest here. The massage chair Tony had was a fucking Mickey Mouse bullshit fucking office chair, okay?
Oh, jeez.
This
Tony's.
Is a full-body big boy recliner.
It's not true.
Tony's dark.
I just lost the cord for it, so now I can't plug it in anymore. But it didn't do much. Slept fucking good last night.
Oh, yeah?
I did.
How come?
I think you know why.
I think I do.
Lease a mattress.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Thank you, Lisa, for providing me with cooling, contouring, and comfortability.
Mm, yeah. Three C's.
Comfortability. You get it.
You got it.
Because with all those things, that's a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. We sleep in here on a Lisa mattress every single night.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And that's how we've got energy to bring you this show.
That's right.
But thank you. It's our favorite place to be, is it in our Lisa mattress.
Hell yeah.
Because of the cooling and contouring and comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so goddamn easy. You don't have to go into some mattress sales store with some creepy mattress salesman.
Nah.
Comes in and does things on the mattresses beforehand. You have no idea what it could be.
Rolling around and all the things he does.
Rubbing his bare butt on it.
No!
You just order a Lisa mattress and they send it straight to your door. To your door in a nice box. It's a nice box. You open that box, cut the plastic. Mattress in 5 minutes.
Boom.
In 5 minutes. Beautiful night's sleep that night. Can you believe it?
Nope.
No. Well, yeah, because I have one.
But, like, if you didn't, would be tough to believe.
It would be.
Fucking would be, dude. Right now, you get up to $200 off and two free pillows off Lisa original mattress.
Yes, you do.
You get up to $350 off and two free pillows off a Lisa hybrid mattress.
Mm.
Up to $500 off and two free pillows off a Lisa legend mattress.
Mm.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah is right, my friend. Hell yeah. Yeah. Just go to Lisa.com. That's LEESA.com. Get yourself a Leesa mattress today. LEESA.com. Next. With risk of sounding like a cheapskate, what's the limit on money drop on friends slash roommates for Christmas? Don't get your friends roommates this Christmas.
Yeah, come on. What are you doing?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, how old are we?
I never got one of my roommates Christmas presents.
If anything, fucking put a ribbon on a bottle of booze and drink it together.
Yeah, buy him a fucking round, pal.
Yeah, I mean, quit buying friends and roommates Christmas presents. And we'll put an end to that right now.
Hey, you're welcome, by the way. You're not a cheapskate. We just, you know, helped you out.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, this isn't popular 90s sitcom Friends. Okay, no. We don't buy gifts for each other and live across the hall and joke and laugh with each other and have fun. We talk shit and make fun of each other, and fuck you, I'm keeping my money.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, we should just consider if this kid doesn't have a family and he's only buying presents for his friends and roommates, then in that case.
Yeah. No, if fuck you're, if you're, donate if, him if to you're a shelter.
Giving person, mm-hmm. Adopt get, a buy family. Him whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
You want to give it to somebody? Give it. You don't? Yeah. Who cares?
And if your friend or roommate's buying you a gift, hey.
Thank you. You never said
you were gonna.
Hey, appreciate this. This is nice. Thank you.
I mean, the bottle.
I got you next year.
Bottle of booze in a pinch is perfect. Yeah,
it's the best. Undefeated.
Yeah.
Yes. Everyone loves it. I've never complained about getting a bottle.
No. Oh, sweet.
We Thank actually do much. A Yankee I'm definitely swap gonna use that. With booze.
Good gift card.
Yeah.
You want to be a cheapskate scumbag and get them scratch offs. That always works too.
Yeah. Or an Amazon gift card. Just send them a goddamn code. You know, you're not even Bingo. Really wrapping anything. You're just.
Oh, it's trick or email?
Yeah, here's your code, by the way. Yeah. It's easy.
Next. We'll
Jesus Christ.
It's back.
Ooh.
There's this thing called it's called Pods Out.
Oh, we got Pod Five.
What in God's name is this?
And this is just genius marketing.
And they're chocolate shaped like pods, like
Tide Pods.
Tide Pods.
Like a clam.
And inside is like Twix filling and Snickers filling.
It does look like a clam.
They look pretty good. They look like those like peanut clam. Butter filled pretzels.
Oh,
yeah. But they're chocolate filled. You get it.
It also looks like the part that's filled with the Twix or Snickers is like resting inside, like
that's ready to goose
like
out.
A bundle of chocolate.
Yeah, it's absolutely perfect. They're like all you losers are eating this poison wrapped in plastic. Here, just eat some chocolate instead.
Check it out, it's a pod.
Chocolate. I mean, look at how good the fucking caramel and Twix.
The Twix one's about to ooze out like
Go ahead. No, who's
say
that?
It, Tony.
Who's that? What?
It's a little cream pie filling.
Who's that? What?
Tony had to get away from that one.
Hi, boys. I have a question for the pod, but I will understand if you don't answer it. Backstory: I follow you with my regular account, but for obvious reasons, I'm asking this question with my burner one. Ooh, sounds interesting.
Ooh.
Oh. I recently started posting naked pictures on Reddit because it's honestly quite liberating, without ever posting my face though. After I started posting, I started seeing a guy. My question is, if it were your girlfriend, would you want to know? And at what stage of the
Oh, there's a chick?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Paul PMI on Twitter currently has 42,000 followers. If we start scrolling through now.
We will be able to.
Go on.
What I want to know. I'd want to know.
Do you have big, giant bombs?
It's also, you also started before you started seeing him, so really, it's not much of his business.
I'd want to know, and if there's no face, I don't think I'd care either.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not putting your face on there or really doing anything else, and it's liberating, you know, you fucking do.
Hey, if it's making you feel good.
Yeah. Well, imagine being the dude, though, that your friend sends the photo and is like, is this her?
For sure.
Dude, just fucking jerk my meat to this. Check this out.
Oh, my God.
That's the only downfall.
You do run that downfall, but I mean, it's a big, wild world out there.
It is.
The chances of that happening are very slim.
Well, I might ask for a cut. Just for a little peace of mind.
He might tell you to go to OnlyFans.
Money for Reddit.
Does Reddit pay? I mean, I just bought a Discord.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Maybe we up this operation to an OnlyFans and then.
Well, that's what she should consider. She might not want to tell the guy because he might come back with that proposal.
Couples OnlyFans?
I don't think it's a couple. I think he would just
tell
her. Well,
that's what I'm saying. He might propose that.
Well, yeah, he's business manager.
Yeah, but also, what. What if he's a big fat stooge, you know, and she's like, well, I don't really want to, like, put that on an OnlyFans, you know, people seeing your gut and everything. And, you know,
no, he's not that. He is not a feature.
He's editor-in-chief.
He is strictly a silent partner from the business perspective.
Okay, well.
He has no input.
I need more pictures.
He will. Yeah, exactly.
Peter Parker. He'll
you give her pointers.
I think you tell him. I think most dudes would be like, all right, cool, that's
does he seem like the kind of guy who's going to fucking fly off the handle if you tell him?
Then read the room.
Ask yourself.
We haven't met him.
No, we haven't.
No.
So what happens if you guys were all single and met a porn star, didn't know she was a porn star? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she's doing porn at all, but I'm saying if you meet a porn star and you find out post. So she just got done with like a maybe a 15-guy bukkake.
Are you saying you date this girl?
You're dating this girl, and then your friend sends you the video. What do you do?
So if she's getting piped by 15 dudes,
that might be the line.
I think I would want to know. I think that might be where I would.
And the only
reason, just because of COVID.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. COVID. Right,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's more safety.
It takes all of us.
Here's what I would want to know, and I would have to see the pictures to be the judge of this, because if there is a lot of work being put into the pictures, and if they're being distributed for free. Like a lot of work, like if it's more than you're putting into the relationship, I would be curious about that. But if they're like tasteful and artsy and you could do like an OnlyFans, I think I'd be behind it. But if you're like all about it and always doing it and you're giving it away for free.
And what is she doing? She put her phone on timer and what are you doing over there?
if you're just fucking lifting your shirt up, dumping them out, and snapping a fucking arm real quick, then yeah, no problem. Let them know. But if you're like setting up a shoot in your boudoir, you know, in your skivvies,
boudoir's nice.
Yes,
then I think you got a little bit more to talk about.
I mean, you should just whenever you're in a relationship, just tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
That's what you should do.
Tell the truth.
Just always tell the truth.
Oh my god!
Oh man, that is hilarious.
Next.
Also, all else fails, he doesn't take it well. You let him get a few honks in.
Honk, honk.
If he doesn't like it, kick him to the curb.
Keep.
What did I want to read here? There's been these minks. That have been infected with COVID-19 that are rising from the graves. Holy. In, where was it?
You missed the word mutated.
Not happy.
In Denmark.
Well, how far is Denmark from Romania? Because are we sure are we sure that this doesn't have to do with the monolith?
They're in the same hemisphere.
Okay.
if that helps your question.
How far?
Why don't we send a fucking strike team out there to light them up immediately?
I mean, just napalm these fucking fields.
Well, the thing is, you know, mink, quite valuable fabric. It is.
True.
You got to blot that shit.
21 hours.
If you just
drive
from Romania,
light him up! You know, you spoil it. It's covered in blood.
Maybe just toss like a couple flashbangs in there real quick.
Yeah, that's nice.
Smoke them out, maybe.
But if they die of natural causes of COVID, you can skin them and.
But at what point? This ain't gonna happen to humans, is it?
You don't know.
You don't know that. That's what the long-term effects are worried about, actually.
I don't know. Do we eat mink?
No. I mean,
and then people throw blood on them.
If you could telepathically say something that all 7.8 billion people on Earth could hear at once, what would you say?
Dump them on.
I thought about a couple different directions I could go with this. One would be like, just fucking relax.
Dude.
Hey, just fucking relax.
Think about this, though. Everyone, give me $1 and just drop my Venmo.
Okay.
That's $7.8 billion.
You greedy piece of shit.
Wow. What do you mean?
I don't think every person on Earth has it.
But then
phone.
I thought a cool one might be like, hey, you're the next Jesus.
Oh, and then, that would be awesome.
Send everyone into madness.
Yeah, that'd be chaos. That'd be absolute chaos.
That would be chaos.
I mean, I would also like to give one just like a, oh my God, look behind you. Like just a quick, like to scare them.
Dude, you know what would happen if every single person in the world looked behind it at one time?
Yeah.
Would throw Earth's rotation off kilter and we'd be fucking in another dimension.
True.
I mean, one planet already ran away from the solar system. Who says that we can't?
It would be sweet just to be like, I mean, if you could like mess with someone's sensory and just say like, hey, you do!
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, see like what it does to someone.
Like, the 99 restaurant!
Yeah, I'm surprised you guys aren't thanking Tank together.
Make sure you thank Tank.
Yeah.
I mean, I assumed that every person on the world, if given that opportunity.
A universal thank you, Tank! Would be awesome.
Or maybe it takes all of us.
It takes all of us.
Just don't mind. I think I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, something like that.
I think I might stick with the you're Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Next.
This is Santa. You're on the naughty list.
Godzilla vs. Kong will likely go straight to HBO.
Jesus.
My God.
What a battle.
This is a win.
Yeah.
It's a win for who?
For all of us.
For mankind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not a win for the theaters.
No, God. I know. No. I've already buried the theaters. Those are long dead.
I've had my terrible experience that literally I've talked about that destroyed the theaters for me.
I've been waiting since this for this movie since I was 3 years old.
What do you mean?
Zilla vs. Kong.
Who do you got?
I mean, it's not even close to a matchup.
Yeah.
What, Kong?
Well, I mean, they already made it. It's a remake.
Well, I mean, let me put it this way.
The Bryan Cranston universe one?
Yeah. Godzilla is the far superior machine in this battle.
No, he was roughed up last movie, bro.
Yeah, that was against King Ghidorah.
Fucking Kong.
Yeah, you would be a lizard guy.
Give me Kong any day of the
Kong's
week.
Kong's like 20 foot tall. Godzilla's taller than a skyscraper.
Kong's 100 plus foot tall. Dude.
20
he's
feet.
He's taller than Godzilla.
Your disrespect for Kong.
I think they're eye to eye.
I think they are comparable in size.
They are not eye to eye.
I think they are now.
Trust me, I've had this fucking argument before, my friends.
We're talking this iteration of Kong here, my friend.
All right, Godzilla is 984 feet.
It's pretty big.
Okay.
That's huge. But a lot of that's tail.
Yeah, we talking head to tail?
No, that's head to the fucking toe.
Yeah. Oh, not King Long.
How tall is King Long, though?
6'3".
King Kong is 104 feet.
Oh, he's
that
done.
Is quite
he's
the done. Difference.
He's a little fucking pebble on tiny. Godzilla's fucking windshield.
That's what I'm saying, tiny, but he's strong.
He's strong.
Hey, lowest man wins.
That's right.
How about that? Path
and
level
I would be worried. I would be Kong. Worried about Kong. Climbing up his back or something like that, but mm-hmm. I mean, you light up those fucking light up the spikes, boys. Light them up!
Yeah,
Kong's exactly. gonna have a fucking.
Oh,
day.
So in 2019, his height in that movie was 393 feet.
Okay, now we're talking.
So he's only a third of the size. Of Godzilla.
Yeah, that's but not as- you hit him in the knee like really hard, and fucking Godzilla is done.
Jump up on his neck and play his head like a bongo. Dude.
Yeah. I'll just say this if.
Who's Godzilla, training Kong?
If Godzilla loses, I don't know if you know how like if your team loses in the Super Bowl, you don't watch SportsCenter for a good probably 3-4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple months.
Either. I don't know how I'm gonna be able to come back. From
well,
that.
You already know what's gonna happen is they're gonna have one fight and it's gonna fucking awaken some mystical beast and then they're team up.
There will be other creatures in this one. Yeah, I mean they were all awakened in the last one.
Oh yeah, that's right. They were.
So they're already there.
The Chupacabra.
Dormant.
Look out.
Next. European Space Agency to launch Space Claw to clean up junk orbiting Earth.
Yeah. It's about time.
It's about goddamn
time.
Who cares?
Is this so it doesn't hit satellites? Or
no, there's actually a shit ton of satellites that are just have been up there for a long time.
I like how this company's going to walk I thought you meant Tesla.
What's up, dude?
Wasn't there a Tesla around the orbit right now?
There is a Tesla.
Yeah, just flying around. Yeah. It is now.
Oh, I saw Space Junk. SpaceX, they want to launch a race on the moon featuring Teslas in 2021.
A drag race.
Let's do it.
Like Ad Astra.
Give him Dom Toretto going to be
racing
one? That's
right. You know who's going to be driving one of the Teslas.
Toretto's driving one of them.
I think Cena's driving the other one.
Yeah. Without a fucking spacesuit, he's going to be wearing his fucking WrestleMania regalia.
Oh, man. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
See you there. Yeah. Are they having fans up there?
For sure, dude.
Here comes Cena! Imagine that on paper. Probably pay $200 just to see that.
200?
Yeah.
That's it?
To be in person?
No. Like for pay per view.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
I'd pay more than that.
Yeah. Dom wins.
1,000?
Well, we haven't seen
Fast 10 yet.
We don't know
who wins. Who the superior driver
is. Or not. Whatever one comes out next, we have not seen it
yet.
Cypher's back, dude.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on.
Cena's, what's his name? Brother in that movie, right?
Dom's right.
Toretto's?
What's his name?
Jacob Toretto.
Little Toretto.
Jesus.
That was Jimmy Toretto.
No, it's Jacob.
Hey, you're Jimmy's cousin.
It's Jake Toretto.
These are
Jake. Yes. are crying. Jake's been the one who's been narking on Thread all these years.
Probably. No, dude, Jacob fucking went rogue when he was like six. Seriously, that's like
I think he did go rogue at a young age.
That is the backstory.
It sounds crazy, but he is actually hitting the nail on the head.
That was the least convincing thing you've ever said, Connor.
Probably the only thing that's right, I think, that I've ever said.
Next. Super Nintendo World, a $580 million Japanese theme park that will include a Mario Kart ride inside a recreation of Bowser's Castle, will open February 4th.
That's electric.
Yeah. And the layout of the park is fucking sick. No, but there is lava in Bowser's Castle.
Can you fall in it?
Well, if you want to die.
Yeah, I mean, that's just part of racing.
True.
And you get one of those cloud guys and pull you out.
Mm-hmm.
No, not in real life.
Well, I don't know if it's like an actual like go-kart race like you're saying. It's more of like a Mario, like, you know how the Harry Potter world. Yeah. Like the Harry Potter world rides are set up in Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Like you still strap into like a roller coaster. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in the Epcot ball.
Well, so yeah, if you fall in love with the coaster broke and you're dead. but hopefully that doesn't happen.
I can think of the name of the ride.
A fucking ice cold butterbeer and Hogsmeade right now, dude.
So good. It's cream soda, but I mean, when they serve it to you, it's butterbeer.
It is.
You know?
Ice cold.
I wish I would have built one of these here instead of building these nerd Harry Potter worlds all the time. I'd love to drop eat a bag of shrooms and go square off with Bowser one-on-one.
Eating a bag of shrooms and hopping on the Hogwarts Express, dude. All of a sudden, you're in London, but hold on.
Orlando. You got a lot of Hufflepuffs around me. Who gives a shit?
It's Hufflepuff, asshole.
Wait, Polar Express was a spinoff of fucking Harry Potter?
No.
Yeah, basically.
Polar Express was a book. Hogwarts Express is how you get to Hogwarts. Look, guys, we don't have enough time to dig up all Harry Potter. You go on platform 9 3/4. You hop on the train. What's up, Dumbledore? Hold on. You're inside the Great Hall. But we can't get into that right now.
Nick's also a big-time Harry Potter fan now.
Yeah, I was just going to – I completely forgot. Like
I did watch them all over the past 2 weeks.
All of them?
They've been on relentlessly on, like, between Sci-Fi and USA. It's like 25 days of Harry Potter Christmas.
Jesus,
put your bag of marbles away.
Guy loses his mind over guys eating cattle corn. He's fucking playing dice over there.
Speaking of,
my bad. continue fucking Harry Potter's.
I don't even know where I was.
I've never seen one of them.
I watched.
They're awesome, dude.
I watched Armageddon.
Not as bad as I made them out to be.
Armageddon was on Friday night.
Whoa, dude. Fucking Lord Voldy, that was good.
Let's just say, Gump, for these critically acclaimed movies and books, a lot of plot holes that they don't bother wrapping up.
Go ahead, ask me one.
Why was Malfoy just allowed to just do whatever he wanted when his dad was a piece of shit scumbag? They just keep letting him come to school here.
Snape, dude, that was the whole thing about Snape, is that Snape had to walk both lines because the Death Eaters thought he was on their side. Go ahead. What?
We want to keep our listeners, dude.
All right,
thank you.
You're right.
By now, you know we're Arby's guys here through and through, okay?
Through and through.
Yeah, we've told you about the roast beef that is slow roasted for 3 hours, we told you all about the deep fried turkey club that made our Thanksgiving season that much better.
Changed it.
Yeah, Mitt said it was the best sandwich available in any fast food category.
So good.
He did. He said that verbatim. But Arby's is so much more than just roast beef. I mean, yeah, the roast beef is fucking amazing, but there is a whole menu to explore here. They've got 10 different kinds of meats, 25 different sandwiches, including euros and wraps, 9 different kinds of bread, unique sides like mozzarella sticks, jalapeno poppers, and of course, the amazing curly fries. Diggs prefers loaded curlies.
I do.
So it's time to knock it off with the greasy pizza and burgers. Not only does Arby's have something on the menu for everyone, but it's also better food at a better quality than the fast food junk you might be used to.
Sweet.
Get your Arby's today. You can enter promo code MEATS for free delivery on orders of $15 or more on DoorDash. That's MEATS, MEATS, for free delivery on orders of $15 or more on DoorDash.
And I told him. I attacked it. I was so pumped. I didn't just catch it. I fucking
the hell.
Give me that.
What is that?
I mean, you punctured the bagel.
Next.
This is some Feral Farms Bourbon Street caramel popcorn.
Oh, hold the phone.
You want to toss me one of those?
Oh, baby.
Speaking of escaped planet, check out Jupiter's migration into the inner solar system. Connor, I was hoping you could shed some light on this us.
Go on, go on.
We're talking about Jupiter's migration into the inner solar system. Yes. So, what's going on with Jupiter that I don't think a lot of people are aware of?
You go ahead and tell us now.
Well, what about that planet that you told us was disappearing?
Well, you know, that's more of a Neptune-ish planet, Tony. Let's not get into it right now. But the Jupiter itself.
This is the best thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, why don't you slide that?
And may I add, I opened it perfectly.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah, no, I don't know shit about this. I was just going to act like I did, but fuck it.
That's really good.
Jupiter's moving to the inner solar system, I guess. Hey, but this is what I was getting at last time, okay? Our solar system's set up weird. Now something's going on with it. It's changing.
Yes.
Look out for the moon and the tides to also change.
And periods.
Next.
Bingo.
Oh, sorry, Z. Young Sheldon has died.
No, this is your fucking show, dude. I'm fucking Young Rock.
No, you're Young Sheldon.
No,
dude.
I'm Young Rock, dude.
Who's Mommy Big Dick?
Also, follow-up question.
That's a big fall for Tony.
I knew that was coming. I do not know who Mommy Big Dick is.
No, I think you do.
Yeah, sure.
Mama!
Mama!
Well, God, hold on now. Now that I'm looking it up, actually.
Fucking Mommy Big Dick.
Daddy Diggs. Coming on, Mommy.
I just saw this on the internet. I got fucking pumped. But now that I'm researching, I don't think Young Sheldon is dead.
Oh, you mean Mommy Big Dick doesn't have she real facts?
Big Dick the fuck out of you, bro.
Well, Zito, your fucking show is still alive.
That's your show, dude.
No, Big Sky's my show.
Yeah. Shout out Feral Farms. Yeah. That is some delicious fucking Bourbon Street caramel popcorn.
Thank you, Dukes, for sending it.
Who sent it? Pepperidge Farms?
No, Feral Farms. I think it's in California.
Isn't feral a word for...
Yeah, crazy animal.
Feral?
Could be feral, too, either or. But
why don't you talk to me a couple more?
Yeah, they're Bourbon Street caramel popcorn.
Hey, these are good, but they're not as good as those ones.
So. Well, yeah, that's Iowa caramel corn.
Yeah,
out of a tin can.
Yeah, out of a tin can. You are not topping that.
No. Next.
Oh, shit.
Someone, because we were talking about bodies getting donated. Here, Connor, take us. We're talking about donating bodies. Organ donors and stuff like that. Apparently, if you donate your body,
No, I'm good.
It can potentially be used to test bombs and see what bombs do.
Oh yeah, they'll blow it up.
Is there somewhere on the organ donor card where I can say, hey, I don't want to use this for any good. I want to be tested on bombs.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what they do when you say no, you don't want to be an organ donor. You think you're getting buried or cremated. They just ship your ass over to the bomb unit and fucking blow your limbs off.
Well, that's pretty fucking sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Send them to the bombs.
Place is wild. People walking through, they're just kicking loose dicks and shit all over the ground.
Ugh.
You don't even get to wear a jockstrap.
Might see a titty or two laying there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fucking blew a rack off.
Check it out.
I'd like to wear
clean off.
I'd like to put it on, like a tag on my shoulder or something like that. Or no, put an ear tag like a deer.
You should just get a tattoo on your chest that says, blow me up.
No.
Hey, if the wrong person reads that.
We're past that. I'd like to at least wear a cup when I get blown up so my dick isn't flying all over the world.
Okay.
Mommy little, big dick.
Have a little respect, okay?
You should be able to do, what was that show, like Ancient Warriors or something on Spike where they used to get like pig carcasses and fucking cut through them?
With,
like,
Forge?
Samurai Forge?
Yeah, with old, yeah.
Forge, I haven't seen that, but I assume that's like what it is. They used to pit, you know, like fucking...
Easy about talking about Forge. Bill's going to cream all over his pants back here.
someone in Genghis Khan's army against, you know, like a fucking samurai or something like that. And they just like fucking throw like bombs at like pig meat and blow them to parts. Like, if you could have your body, dude, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
Next.
Nope.
Next, we already talked about that.
Fucking urns are going to go out of business. Yeah. That's business.
I think that's actually the next iteration of axe throwing. Because once that wears off from all the fun on corporate retreats and parties and get-togethers and whatnot, they're actually just going to take you to the bomb galley, blow up pigs.
And it's already there because axe throwing fucking stinks.
Yeah. All right. You're deserted on a stranded island. Didn't say that right for sure. You're stranded on a deserted island.
Both actually work, though.
You're stranded on a deserted island. You can choose four of the following. You got tarp, sunscreen, toilet paper, pot, iPod, hiking boots, handsaw, flare gun, inflatable raft, flashlight, vitamins, mirror, compass, hammock, insect repellent, water purifier, fishing rod, rope, hunting rifle, 5 ounces of marijuana, a volleyball, matches, a knife, a tent, and first aid.
That's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be tough. Tough.
Well, you count the iPod out because that version was probably the worst battery life. Yeah, it lasted an hour 48.
I'm gonna take that one out. I'm gonna take the mirror. The mirror will start a fire for you. Okay, hold on. You got matches.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're gonna use the mirror to.
I mean, why else would you have a mirror, Connor?
Look how good I look.
All right, so
in case Medusa comes sneaking up at midnight, I don't know.
I don't need toilet paper on an island. I'll just walk into the ocean.
Yeah, that's true. Because Tony poops.
I don't need sunscreen when I'm Italian.
That's true.
I don't need boots. I'm on an island.
I mean, don't you just need the inflatable raft and 5 ounces of weed and you just kind of head out to sea and good luck?
The raft was definitely in mine.
Well, you have two more options. Yeah, so are you also taking the hunting rifle?
Matches to light the weed and sunscreen because you're in the fucking boat. It's going to get hot out there.
I might take that hunting rifle and just eat it. All right, I'm done.
I might take the raft, the fishing rod, the compass. And then
the compass.
Yeah, I like to know which way on the ocean I'm going.
Look at the fucking sun.
You don't know where on the ocean you are.
X-nay the compass.
The North
Shore. I think you're gonna be a fishing rod guy.
First aid kit.
You gotta take hiking boots, dude. What? I know you. You've been staring down them. I mean, I know you want the hiking boots.
You're taking the raft. You're gonna try to run for it.
It looks like he's got a fucking motor on the back of it, dude.
Well,
if I'm
not taking the raft, then I'm definitely keeping the flare guns. When I see a ship go by.
You have to start a fire.
I mean, how?
I'm taking the water purifier because water is the key to life.
That is a good, I mean, yeah.
I thought you were eating a bullet.
Hypothetically speaking, I'm taking the water purifier, the knife, the matches.
That's annoying.
You're out of your mind not going with the fishing rod, dude. What are you going to eat?
Hold on, dude.
Oh, I'm either taking the fishing rod or the hunting rifle because I'm either going to hunt big game or I'm going to fish.
Well, how many bullets
There's not
do you
a
get?
Lot of big game on these islands.
Let's just assume
friend.
You have a well-stocked serve of ammunition with that rifle.
Yeah.
And you get a bunch of hooks there,
are
we, too.
Is there big game on this island?
Well, that's the thing. How big is the island? We always have these follow-up questions. Yeah.
I think it's safe to assume there will be a couple of at least baboons wandering around in the forest.
Slap those booties, huh?
Yeah, but I don't know how many baboons.
So you're eating baboon for a couple
of dude, they're fucking butt meat.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, God.
Nice. So but
the
baboons,
it is
the
tender.
Filet. The baboons and the guns and the ammunition could potentially run out. The ocean never runs out, my friend.
You're right.
True.
But you definitely need the water purifier.
Yeah.
You need the knife because I always think like, oh, I'll just get like a sharp rock.
Yeah.
The most annoying thing in the world is having something not sharp enough and trying to cut something.
Yeah. What's bottom left? Is that a fucking tackle
box?
First aid kit.
No. Tackle box comes with.
If it was a tackle box and you could fish for big game out there, you know, and
yeah, we're catching.
Well, then
marlin.
You need the raft though.
Yeah, that's one of your other options. I'm just thinking of a situation where you
my raft
the
wasn't
box.
To get off the island. The raft was get out in the ocean a little bit to catch a bigger fish. And
unnecessary.
Back.
Bigger fish, please.
What was the cast on this thing? You know? Real question.
Next.
Fucking what about Mitt? Jesus Christ.
Oh, please.
There's two options you can go with. Either you're trying to get off the island and you're trying to get back, or you're living there.
Okay.
And I think I'm going with the living there. You're going with the tarp, the hiking boots, the tent, and the fishing
Why
rod.
Do you need a tarp and a tent?
You need a tarp and a tent.
Yeah, you do.
What are you going to sleep
tarps
on,
are
dude?
Not, or tents are not like waterproof.
Myth.
Yeah, so you put it underneath a fucking tree.
I mean, tents are pretty waterproof.
No, you have to put them on a tarp.
Yeah, but not when you're in the sand.
Oh, so you're staying for underneath.
Well,
there's a clearly a bottom of that tent.
Most tents have a bottom at this point.
No, they all have bottoms, but they're not like waterproof. It rains at all. All the
this
water
is an island, my friend. We're not in the rainforest.
Fair enough. So no one's taking flashlight. If that was fleshlight, is anyone taking it?
Potentially. With their tents.
I'll stay there for a long time.
It's like a tent from Cabela's, dude. You're not building a teepee.
Nate's got fucking a tent, a tarp, hiking boots, and what?
A fishing pole.
It's really not terrible because he's planning on staying there forever. I think none of us were planning on staying there forever.
I mean, what's the boots for, dude? Those things are going to wear out eventually. They're not Red Wing steel toes.
Yeah, but a new pair of boots, dude.
Fucking Seacrest. The fact that Seacrest has a mansion to sell for $85 million.
He's done very well for
himself. Yeah, he doesn't produce Kardashians.
He does a lot of shit, man.
Well, he's also the new Mike Myers guy on the
Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem, thank you.
Mike Myers. Jesus.
Thanks for knowing what I was thinking.
You got a Casey Kasem?
Scumbag. I'm Casey Kasem.
I miss Casey Kasem.
So he was
I love Casey Kasem. Yeah.
Next.
Oh, no, Tony.
Anything else?
It's the time.
What did Casey Kasem say about Ryan Seacrest, him selling his house?
Yeah, did you have anything else?
Quite frankly, I think Ryan Seacrest is a little bit of a sawed-off fucker.
That's been today's episode of the pod. Can't thank you enough. We thank you so much.
Thank you, dude.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
We'll be back on Friday with bangers. And Nick's got another word thing.
Ooh, what? Another one?
What? No.
A Christmas lib?
It's not till Christmas. Come on. We'll be spreading propaganda.
Well, I'd say if I bring it up this episode, we will then get it done for Christmas.
No. You're right. Good call. People did an excellent job reminding me, too.
So we'll do a Mad Libs next episode, but actually won't be until Christmas.
Bunch of episodes. But you'll get one.
You'll get one. Mm-hmm. Can't thank you enough once again.
On the second day of Christmas.
Mr. Zito gave to me.
Go ahead, Zito.
I don't know it.
We'll see you on Friday. Keep sending your stuff. Nick actually got 27 questions from the listeners for next episode.
Let's get 27 questions.
So I think next episode might be strictly fucking straight listener questions. Bang, 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 bang.
Pew, 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 pew. And maybe a fallback fall through on that the dumpamot question. I want to see if she tells the guy or not.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to see if she'll send
on the burner.
Yeah, let's just figure it out.
If there's film them. Z, send it to us, actually.
Z's like, if there's any more listeners out there, dump them out. Can't thank you guys enough. We'll see you on Friday.